another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, I'm Kier. Unfortunately, my counterpart Jason's not going to be available for this recording, but I'm actually doing an interview today with Matt Gilliam, who is actually on the board of directors for Access Sacramento. We're basically just doing a recap of an event that they had a few weeks back, a place called Sacramento Film Festival, which is, was it your 20th annual film festival?
Yeah, I think it's the 22nd, actually.
22nd, okay, 22nd yeah. Annual Film Festival, which was a showcase down at the Crest in downtown Sacramento. And so we just thought we'd get into some questions and answers about the film festival and kind of how it went and just kind of break down, things that you know, you're looking forward to for the next and upcoming festivals. So before I get into the line of questioning, so you are a film director. How did you get involved with Access Sacramento and get on the board of directors?
Well, yeah, I started getting involved in Access Sacramento actually as an interviewee. So I was brought on a live show that Access Sacramento has, I believe it's every Thursday night, and it's called Live Wire. And so they bring in folks that are doing things in the community and that kind of thing. And so I was making short form videos and that kind of stuff. So I was brought in to interview on that show. When I came into the studio, I was really impressed with the fact that there was, you know, within this neighborhood community center, there was this actually fully fleshed out television studio and stuff. And I said, oh, you know, I got to get involved with that. So from that initial visit, probably about 12 years ago or so, I made it my mission to be able to record in that live TV studio.
Perfect. And so so you've been involved with a place called Sacramento, the film festival event, for the last 12 years then? Is that correct? Or?
Well, you know, I started participating in the festival as a contestant in 2012.
Okay.
With the short film that I did called Squatter, which was kind of like a supernatural film.
Okay.
And, the way the place called Sacramento Film Festival works is actually pretty unique because it's actually not a film festival proper. And what I mean is it actually starts out as like a writing competition.
Right.
So Access Sacramento will receive like 100 or so screenplays, 10-page, 10-minute screenplays. And then there's a review process. And then out of those 100 or so, 10 winners are selected. And those 10 screenplays are then kind of greenlit as films. And Access helps us by holding like a cast and crew call where potentially hundreds of actors and actresses and crew members and post-production and camera operators and all the whole nine come out to.
Got it. And so just so I'm clear, so once a writer submits their script for this, they're all short films for the most part, I believe. So once a writer submits a script for the short film and it's selected, they then hire a director, or does a writer typically direct the film as well?
Well, that's the thing, and that's one of the improvements that are upgrades that we're looking to make at Access Sacramento to the competition itself. But right now, the way it is as it stands is that writer could potentially be the director of the film.
Got it.
And in a lot of cases, that's not the case, and the writer will just remain in that role as a writer, and then they will select or find another person to direct the film.
Perfect. And that's usually the case. I mean, usually somebody that's a really good writer isn't always necessarily a good director or actor or things of that nature. I know there's some people that love to act, direct, write, produce, and do the whole nine, but I understand that there's different levels of talent and skills and things of that nature. So not completely understand. So the event, and I forget the date that it took place. It was October 14th. So we're about a month ago that the event took place. Like I said, it was at the Crest at 7 p.m. downtown. And so what it was basically 10 short films, or we call them 10 by 10s basically in the industry. 10 short films that were all roughly under 10 minutes, I believe, or about 10 minutes or shorter, something of that nature. And so they were all basically, most of the people that I spoke to at the event were first time either directors or writers or producers or whatever case may be for the film. Now, as far as like the budget goes, do they come up with their own budget, or does Access Sacramento basically help them with the budget? I know that they can, you know, obviously as being, I'm a Access Sacramento member as well. Being Access Sacramento, you have access to their you know, all their equipment. You can rent their equipment. You can check equipment out. So they do help out in that capacity. But as far as like actual producing and actors and things of that nature, is the budget on the writers or the directors, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it typically would fall on whoever would be the producer and or executive producer of the project. And a lot of times that ends up being the writer. So Access Sacramento does help out in the ways of providing like permits and insurance for the filming. So as well as the option to rent out equipment and borrow equipment from Access itself. And one of the evolutions, or one of the things that's changed, I guess, just in the world since this program was started 23 years ago, is the fact of equipment. So when this program was very first started, equipment was very hard to come by, filmmaking equipment, and
right.
expensive and kind of, you know, rare and hard to use. So this right. program actually gave folks who did not have access, no pun intended, to filmmaking equipment, you know, the opportunity to use it. In today's world, that you could roll up to Best Buy and you could probably, you know, shell out a couple thousand or, you know, a few thousand dollars on a DSLR camera or mirrorless camera or something like that. And that's going to get you some pretty good, you know, picture quality, and it's going to really, you know, arguably be, you know, filmic. And exactly. So in looking in ways to upgrade and update the place called Sacramento Film Festival, that's, you know, one of my thoughts is, you know, that those dynamics have changed, and how could we address them? Because bottom line, the usage of equipment isn't so much as big a deal as it
right, because everybody can go out and get their DSL cameras and things of this nature. And like I said, and just for like podcasting things of myself, I looked initially during COVID, because we started our program back in COVID 2020. It just kind of worked out that way. Everybody assumed that we started it because of COVID, you know, you guys were working from home and you started, decided to create like a little podcast and things of that nature. But no, this was actually in the works for about a year and a half before we actually started. And then we selected March 16th to be our first day to actually do our first podcast and do movie reviews. And it just so happened that was also the very first day that everybody got quarantined to go home. And so, you know, so it just kind of worked out that way. But that's how we came to know Access Sacramento, was just through doing our own recording. And I had looked into it, and they said, well, you could check out equipment, but they were shut down at that time.
Right.
And so I said, we had limited resources and funds and things of that nature. I mean, we both have day jobs and full-time jobs, but, you know, we just had limited resources. So I just said, you know what? You know, I can go out and buy microphones. I can go out and buy cameras. I can go out and buy, you know, webcams and all the things that I need. I already have a laptop. So it's just, I just slowly but surely start building that up. And that's kind of what we did. And we went on our own. So I assume that's what a lot of, you know, filmmakers that, you know, they don't necessarily want to check out the equipment or whatever case may be, they can go to, like you said, Best Buy, and for a few thousand dollars, they could pretty much have a whole showcase and make pretty decent quality films. And the films that we saw, at the event were, you know, they're pretty good quality. You know, obviously, you know, anytime there's 10 films, some are going to be better than others. And, right. you know, I know you got some questions for me. I will preface it by saying, unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay for every single film. I think I watched the first 6 or 7 films, and so I missed like the last 3, unfortunately. So I had another engagement I had to get to. But my purpose of going, I just wanted to check out the event, kind of see how it was run. Access Sacramento was actually going to be basically sponsoring my event as well, because I have a film festival that's coming up in April, and they're going to be sponsoring my event. And so I went there basically to see what types of films were being showcased, just kind of see how the format was run, you know, see how things were going. Check out some of the films, see if there's any films that maybe I could have inclusion into our film festival as well, and just kind of go there. So that's kind of why I showed up. I wanted to meet some, you know, local talent, you know, find out about the organization a little bit more in depth. Like I said, we used to have a weekly show on Access Sacramento for our movie reviews, and then we just stopped doing that after a couple of weeks, because it was, unfortunately, through Access Sacramento, there's not a way to figure out demographically how well or how bad your show was doing. And so for us, we just weren't getting any feedback. And so it was a little difficult just in that regard. So we just unfortunately said, you know, we're going to pull back on that just because, you know, it was like, yeah, we're on the show every week, but we don't know, is anybody watching? Is nobody watching? Are we picking up followers? You know, that kind of stuff. And so there was a way to track it. Yep. But you know, but I think that what Access Sacramento does is a great thing. It's a great organization. I love that. You know, that's kind of the purpose of our film festivals. We want to be able to showcase and spotlight local, and we also have other filmmakers and films coming from abroad, but we wanted to showcase like local Sacramento film, you know, film directors, producers, actors, that sort of stuff that just don't get the shine. As some of the other bigger media markets, you know, San Francisco, obviously Los Angeles, Hollywood, and that sort of thing. So, I believe you had some questions for me just in terms of the festival itself. So I'll let you kind of.
Yes, fire sir, yeah. And I just wanted to say, just, you know, as a board member of Access, as far as folks not getting the demographics and feedback on their shows, that's something that's an ongoing thing that we're trying to work on and getting, cable commission to release those numbers to us, because these numbers are easily accessible on YouTube or Twitch or other platforms.
Right, and that's my only small area of improvement, if you will. I don't want to say it's a negative. I just said that's an area of improvement, is that, you know, if you're gonna, you know, you've got individuals that are paying for, you know, Access in order to have their you know, their shows or their programs featured on there, you know, in kind, it would be good to be able to have some metrics just to see how you're doing, maybe how you're doing compared to other shows and, you know, that are also being broadcasted and shown on there, just so you have some, because otherwise, you know, you don't know anything, you know, do I need to change something? Are people not responding to the shows and things of this nature? And we knew we were doing well in other markets. You know, we've grown on, you know, all of our other YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and all the other stuff that we're on. But, you know, with Access Sacramento, you know, there's no way to really track that. And so it just made it a little bit difficult. So that is definitely an area of I think, improvement that I would love to see from Access Sacramento to be able to track.
It's actively being worked on. And again, you know, just like in mentioning earlier about the place called Sacramento Film Festival and when it was founded and, you know, what the logistics were when it was founded, I think that this non-demographic number thing is a part of that paradigm that was established back then. So I think with just a little bit of reasonable conversation and things like that, that we may get the powers that be to, you know, acknowledge the facts of how important those numbers are to people, and then maybe make them public in whatever way it takes to for that to happen.
Absolutely.
So I did have some questions for you and you know, about the festival. And so here we go. So first question is, did you enjoy the festival? Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was. You know, I liked that. You know, before the festival kicked off, you know, all of the directors were there, and you had an opportunity to talk with the directors, some of the writers, some of the people that were involved in the films. They had actors there as well, one on one, and just to kind of figure out and get their involvement. There were a lot of people that showed up, so it was obviously successful in that regard. That, you know, you had so many people that actually came out. Because I know in this day and age, it's really, really hard to get people to come out of their houses since COVID, you know, and I've been to other festivals as well. I've been to the French Film Festivals and some of the other festivals that took place in the area here over the last year. And, you know, everybody's been saying the same thing. You know, it's really hard to get people just to come out of their house and go show up for these types of events. So I thought the festival was great. You know, I thought I love being able to show up and talk with everybody and, you know, kind of get their influence and find out about, because like we said before, a lot of these people, this is their first film they've ever made. So this was, you know, so it was great for them as well to kind of showcase, and they were all super excited and everybody was friendly and warming, and they had interviewers that were interviewing the directors and some of the cast members. And that really was a really good like media festival and a great place to be for, you know, everybody that's involved in film within the Sacramento area. I thought it was great for that, for sure.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for your feedback, and thank you for coming out again and experiencing the festival.
Absolutely.
So the next question addresses money. And the question is, was the festival worth it, the price? And I know we're film we're film-centric guys, so
right.
I mean, you know, on a surface level, the answer is obviously yes, but right. I think that this would be taken from a layman's term or from an average Joe.
Yeah, I believe it was, what, $10, $15, something like that?
$15, yeah.
Yeah, $15. Yeah, I think that the pricing was definitely reasonable for, you know, the festival. I mean, obviously you could buy, condiments and, you know, there's always alcohol or you know, popcorn, whatever case may be, once you get to the actual festival itself, that's separate cost. But obviously for entry into the festival, to be able to talk with all the different directors, and then obviously you're getting to see 10, you know, films that are being showcased for that price as well. So it was like a good opportunity to meet and greet. And I think the price point was definitely fair at $15. I've been to a few different festivals where, you know, the price point was definitely higher. It was like, you know, $25 to $50, just depending on how big the festival was. And those ones, sometimes you do feel like, you know, like I'm paid $50 and, you know, it's kind of a lot of money to cough up, you know, you know, and then you get in, it's kind of the same thing. You're still having to buy the, you know, the alcohol and all the concessions. So you're basically paying $50. Their argument is you're paying $50 to see these great big showcase films. But, you know, I've been to other festivals where it has been $15 or $20 and that sort of thing. And so, you know, me personally, if I'm going to a festival and you're charging $15 versus $50, you know, I'm definitely more inclined to go to the one that's $15. That's not, you know, it's not going to break the bank. You know, it's not going to hurt the wallet. So I thought the price was reasonable and fair.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So we wanted to hit between that 15 and kind of 20-ish dollar price point, because it seems, you know, seems reasonable. It's might be a little bit less or somewhere right within what you would pay for, you know, a feature film at any cinema. You know, of course, we're not offering up Brad Pitt and, you know, Denzel.
Right, Walker. Right. I do get that as well. And the festivals I'm referring to, you know, I wasn't, you know, they did have, in some cases, they might have had some marquee speaker or something of that nature that charged a little bit more. Not of a Brad Pitt level, of course, but, you know, they always had somebody that was, you know, a Danny Trejo or somebody of that nature that, you know, somebody recognizable, maybe not an A-list star, but definitely a star in their own right, that kind of thing. Right. So, yeah.
Well, that makes sense, but we're glad that your assessment is that it was a fair price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's definitely a fair price. I think $15 is a reasonable, and obviously as, you know, things go up, and then, you know, I don't know what, you know, what it cost to rent the Crest. I don't know if they just sponsored it. I know you had some sponsors for the event that probably helped pay for those costs and facilitate those costs, kind of like what we're doing for our festival to help pay for the event. But obviously the $15 entry is, you know, nothing that's going to break the bank, in my opinion. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, a place called Sacramento Film Festival is incidentally the most profitable thing that Access Sacramento puts on annually. So yeah. We expect a lot from it, and we are doing what we can to improve it. And speaking of which, the next question that I have for you is, what level of quality were the films? And I really was looking forward to some feedback on this question, because our film community is small.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, there's that sort of ethos of a participation award. In other words, everyone does well.
Right.
And so within our own organization and everything, that's definitely, you know, a way of looking at things as we are a, you know, publicly funded entity. However, as a graduate of San Francisco State with my film degree, and then, of course, my experiences in film, I think that competition drives, you know, success, and it drives quality up. And so, so coming from a realistic perspective, what would you say was the quality level of these films?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, so, you know, obviously there's various degrees of good, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. So a lot of these folks were first time film directors. So you have to take that into consideration as well. You know, can you compare something that's, you know, a 7 or 8 minute film to a full length feature film? No, you can't. I think for what the films were doing as first-time film directors, I thought the films were great. Obviously, you like some films more than others, but there wasn't a film that I saw and was like, well, that's garbage, you know what I mean? Or that film was terrible, or that film should have never been shown, because, and I imagine that Access Sacramento was very selective in their process. You said you were getting hundreds of basically scripts and things of this nature, and you kind of weeded down and chose the best of the best. And I got to imagine that you probably also received more than 10 films that were submitted as well, you know, potentially, and kind of chose the ones that you felt had the best, you know, the best story, the best acting, best cinematography, you know, all these different elements to it. And I think it was showcased in those films. So I think the finished product of all the films were great. You know, there's obviously areas of improvement with any director, of course, you know, in your first feature film, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm not looking for, you know, I'm not expecting you to be Steven Spielberg, your first film out the gate. I mean, Steven Spielberg wasn't even Steven Spielberg, his first film out the gate, you know, you learn from this. And I think that, you know, everybody that did something, I think they all added value. I think every film that was showcased that I saw, and like I said, I missed the last three, unfortunately, but every film that I saw had some value, and they're all Sacramento, infused. And I don't know if that was part of the process or not, but they were all shot here in Sacramento, and they all had references to Sacramento specifically, and some of them even had shots of like the crest and different things in Sacramento, you know, the bridges, and you know, just different elements that you could see that were represented throughout the community as well. So I thought that was awesome as well, being a Sacramento native. You know, I think it's always great to be able to see that and showcase, you know, highlight some of the things that are taking place in our city. So I thought all the films I saw were really well done, you know, like I said, for first-time directors in many cases, and obviously the budgets, you know, they don't have $100 million. You know, you don't need $100 million for an 8-minute film, but you don't have the budget. Obviously, you give some of these directors a bigger budget, or you know, second time out the gate, I expect they're going to be even, you know, vastly improved on that. So,
right. And yes, sir. So we the place called Sacramento Film Festival is centered around Sacramento. So any of the material that is submitted for it has to have some correlation to Sacramento. And so we think that although been the theme throughout the festival since the beginning, it's something that really never gets tired. Because of the fact that Sacramento is changing and evolving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always new buildings, new structures. There's new ways to look at it. There's different things that you can bring to the table to showcase. And you know, and like I said, it's a community here in Sacramento that, you know, like I said, we're not known for being a big, you know, cinema city. You know, you don't think, oh, man, you know, I love coming to Sacramento because of all the great films that they showcase there, you know, and I'm glad that there's programs like Access Sacramento and a place called Sacramento Film Festival that is, you know, showcasing and spotlighting, you know, a lot of the local film directors and local talent in the area, just showing, hey, you know, we can make a mark here. We can make really good films that are centered around Sacramento, and showcasing and highlighting some of the, you know, the positive influences and elements of our city. So, no, I thought it was great.
Yes, sir. And then I'll also add that, you know, it's also an opportunity for younger filmmakers or less experienced filmmakers to kind of mesh and mix and work with folks that may or may not have a lot of experience, because, as you said, this town as of yet is not known as a filmmaking city. But there are a lot of talented filmmakers here in Sacramento. And the place called Sacramento Film Festival is an opportunity for them to get out and work with and mesh with other filmmakers and that kind of thing. And we hope that as the you know festival continues and other festivals like your own happen, that our film community can become more and more educated and in my opinion, more and more specialized. Because you know, if you were to go down to Hollywood, you know, for example, and you'd say, hey, I'm a actor, director, writer, editor, colorist, wardrobe spec, like you're probably not going to get hired.
Right.
Because, you know, in the film industry, it would work better if you just say, hey, I'm an editor.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a director of photography.
Right.
And of course, right, we have those folks that are kind of, you know, very special folks that are able to do one or two roles, like maybe Clint Eastwood, who's been working in Hollywood for probably 60 years now. Right. And so he he can act and direct at the same time, or you know.
But so typically, you got to come in with a niche. You know, you whatever it is you say you want to do. I want to direct. I'm a director, right. And then maybe you can go and you know, because not everyone's going to be a Clint Eastwood or a Quentin Tarantino, where you can you can write your own films and direct your own films, and you can be in your own films. Not everybody's going to have that, and not everyone's going to get that opportunity. They may say, "Yeah, that's great, you're a director, but you know, we don't want you writing for us. We just want you to direct this film." Or, "That's great, you're a writer, but you know, we got other people that can direct it better than you can. Your skills are with screenwriting." So, but there are those multi-talented, multifaceted people that have, you know, a vast knowledge in every industry if you just give them a chance, you know. And I think Sacramento is a place where you can do that. You know, you can come into Sacramento and say, "Hey, I want to direct, I want to write, I want to produce, and I also want to act." And you would have that opportunity here to get yourself started. And you make a couple films, you know, one of your films gets picked up, and then now you have an opportunity potentially to make a bigger film with a bigger budget. You know, producer sees this and says, "You know what, this person's got something. Let's give them a shot. You know, bring us a project, you know, bring us a script. If a script looks good and we like it, we'll let you direct it." You know, so and you go from there. So
we want to provide that, you know, that opportunity and, you know, for people, and, you know, a gateway for people to ascend through the ranks. And then also, again, for people to, if they just want to train and they just want to focus on camera operation, then, you know, they're free to do that. And we've noticed that some of the people that have tended to rise in the area are the people who kind of specialized on one thing or another. And but we are still waiting for that next Quentin Tarantino or that next Christopher Nolan to pop out as well. So, but you know,
and you can find them. I mean, you know, if you look in Hollywood, there are a lot of people that are, you know, big name stars that, you know, were born and raised in here, are coming from the area. You know, you got Jessica Chastain was a Sacramento native, and she's like an Oscar winning, you know, actress. You know, even right down the road, Jeremy Renner's from Stockton. So you've got people in this area that, you know, that are from this area that, you know, were able to go on and do great things. And so, you know, we want to continue to showcase and spotlight those people to give them an opportunity and say, "Hey, you know what? You know, I'm a big time star, but I got my start right here in Sacramento at Access Hollywood or Access Sacramento at a place called Sacramento Film Festival. I got my start right here," you know. So you want to be able to say that, you know, and that's going to be a reflection of, you know, "Hey, this is where it all started for me." Because everybody's got to start from somewhere. I don't care who you are. You got to start somewhere, you know. And, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for any individual that, you know, wants to get into the industry. Well, start right here, you know. Start here, you know, contact Access Sacramento and, you know, start, you know, submitting your scripts. And then, you know, hopefully next season you'll have something ready to represent and be able to showcase for the world. So,
right, you are. Yes, sir. And speaking of spotlights and ascension, so did any of these films that you were able to see stand out to you? Did you have a favorite from the ones that you were able to see?
Yeah, you know, I thought all the films were interesting. You know, I liked the first film was Back Home, and I really thought that was a good opener. I liked that one about, you know, a girl that's struggling with like sobriety. I think that was a real issue that can hit home for a lot of people. I enjoyed that one quite a bit. I liked As Is, where they're buying, like, you know, with the current climate that we had. I liked that one quite a bit, where it was kind of comical and funny in that one as well, where they were looking to buy this home in Sacramento that was as is and was like super tiny and you know, kind of, you know, not a lot of space, not a lot of yard, things of this nature. And they were kind of, there was like one family that was kind of looking at it and they're thinking about it. And there was another like realtor, like investor that was like, "Well, we can flip this and do this." And so I thought that was kind of interesting as well. I like the, I think the Ear Buddy was kind of a good one as well. You know, a little bit more on the pulling out the heartstrings a little bit. So I liked that the films that I saw, they were all very different, but they were all good, you know. So as far as a favorite, it's kind of hard to say which one was my favorite of the seven films that I saw. You know, I could pick one. You know, I thought As Is was very funny. I like Back Home because of the sobriety element, because, you know, it's been a big problem that, you know, it's been facing our nation right now. It's just, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people have gotten, you know, on drugs and things of this nature. And so she was basically going out on a date with a guy, and, you know, he was like trying to get her to drink, and she was like not wanting to drink, and that could have like ruined the date right then and there. And I liked how he continued to pursue her, even though he knew that she had was trying to be sober and found different things that they could do to still have fun. So if I had to pick one, I probably would pick Back Home, just because I like that. It was a real issue that hit home and things of this nature. But I thought all the ones that I saw, and unfortunately, I wish I could have saw the final three, but I thought all the ones that I saw were really well done. I thought they were great. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a participation award. So, you know, obviously we say all the films are great. We like them all. But, you know, obviously, I think I'm going to pick Back Home. I think the first one out the gate was probably my favorite one.
So. All right. Well, yeah, that one was received very well. And,
well, and I forget, which is the film that actually won?
That was the one that was the Christmas. Let me see. I can.
Oh, Becoming Santa?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was the one that I actually missed. So, yeah, I missed that. I do know that,
yeah,
somebody involved in the film had passed away or something of that nature, or
right
yeah so I did miss that film. I didn't want to see that film, but I did hear that one was really, really good. So
yeah, well, you know, there were a lot of awards that were given out, and, you know, not just a best of competition, but, you know, an audience a choice award, a producer's choice award, like a, you know, best actor, best actress, and
right,
cinematography and so forth. And right, I'm not sure if you got a chance, an opportunity to catch those awards.
I saw some of it online after the event, because a lot of it was recorded. So I did see some of the additional awards, and saw some of the names that had won for different awards for acting and that sort of stuff as well, which I thought was great. Like every other festival or whatever, you know, Oscars, whatever, you got to spotlight and shine, you know, everybody that does well, you know, because, you know, maybe you didn't enjoy the film the best, but maybe the acting was really, really good, you know, so you got to reward those people also. So I think that's great that you guys, you know, broke it up and everyone had an opportunity to win, even if, you know, you were in a film that, you know, maybe didn't win for the best film. Maybe you were the best actor in that film. Maybe, you know, you did the best writing for that film, that sort of thing. So I thought that was great.
Yeah. Yeah, we particularly enjoyed that. You know, I've participated as a filmmaker in the place called Sacramento Film Festival, as I mentioned earlier, on several occasions. And one of the things when I very first started doing it that was a little frustrating for me was that there were only two awards that were being given out, and that was for the Audience Choice Award and the Producer's Choice Award. So,
yeah, were,
you know, total filmmaker awards. But so one of the things that suggestions that was put through the ranks was to ratchet up the awards. So then we got the now best director and, you know, cinematographer and those kind of things. And I think that's was very helpful, or it's a step forward for the community in a sense that we're not just recognizing the directors and or producers of these films. We're placing value on cinematography, we're placing right, value on camera work, we're placing value on editing and sound and those kind of things. Because again, in the real Hollywood or you know, infrastructure of filmmaking,
they would give credit to all those individuals. So I think that's great, and that's great that you you know, indicated that, you know, initially that wasn't the case, and that's something that they've added to the festival, which I think is great. You know, that would have been something, if you're going to ask me for areas of improvement, I would definitely say that's an area of improvement. If those were the only two awards that were given out, I'm like, well, you got to, you know, show some love to some of the actors and some of the other people that are involved, the cinematographers and things of that nature. So it's great that you guys are doing that for sure.
Yeah, certainly. So it's good to see and hear the actors or editors. And, you know, sometimes these folks are not people who kind of come to the forefront. They're not, you know, camera ready people and stuff like that. They're actually,
yeah, I mean, if you're a writer or an editor, you're behind the scenes, you know, and a lot of those people kind of want to be behind the scenes, and that's why, you know, because they're good, but they're good at what they do,
right?
You know, And you know, I don't expect an editor necessarily to be the most, you know, media savvy person because they're an editor, they're behind the scenes. Now, an actor, on the other hand, you know, if you're an actor, then I would expect that you're going to be able to get up there
and
speech and that sort of stuff because you're used to being in front of the camera. So I totally get that and totally understand that for sure.
And so then that sort of spins us to the last question and hopefully the logical evolution of these questions, which is, you know, what could be done to make the festival better?
Yeah, you know, that's always hard to quantify because, I mean, obviously I can come up with a host of different suggestions and things of this nature. And somebody that's, you know, doing my first ever festival, who am I to tell you guys what you could do better or whatever case may be? The only thing that I know, and my festival is going to be a one-day event, most likely initially, but I know that like in other cities and other markets, film festivals are typically like three-day events, you know, where you have multiple locations, multiple films. So it really becomes like a festival feel.
Yes.
Unfortunately for me, just because the budget in this being our first year, we're only doing a one-day festival as well. So it would be nice to be able to maybe, you know, potentially either have multiple days of filming of different festivals. And then obviously incorporating different categories would be something that I would like to see, you know, potentially in the future as well, where you have like, you know, best animated film, maybe y'all showcase some feature length films. I know we're kind of focusing on the short films, but you could still have maybe feature length as anything that's 45 or 45 minutes no longer is considered a feature film. Maybe you just have something that's like an hour or shorter. It doesn't necessarily have to be a 2 hour long film, but something of that nature would be good. Documentaries, things of this nature, just to kind of enhance and add to the festival to give the festival a little bit more flavor because, I think that, there's a lot of different people that love film, but if you ask people what your favorite type of film is, everybody's got a different opinion. You know, some people, well, I love comedies. Some people, I love films that pull at the heartstrings. I love animated films. I love anime, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and I know there's a lot of directors in the area because I've seen them submitting films for our festival that delve in these different categories. There's some directors that only do documentary films. There's some directors that only do animation films. So maybe something in those realms. I mean, I know it's kind of hard with the time constraints and the budgets and things of this nature, but I think that would be great. Just something that you can just kind of add and expand on, like I said, to maybe, have a 2 day festival or a 3 day festival or something of that nature, just to kind of showcase different types of films or different types of talent within the area. I think people will respond well to that as well. Just my personal opinion.
Wow. Well, those are all, golden ideas. And, you know, I'll bring those ideas back to the board of directors in our meeting and, put those suggestions through the, through the grinder.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Those things are exciting to me. And I think they're, very worthwhile. Thank you for sharing those ideas. I'd love to see the festival grow. You saw the participation factor, a kind of full Crest Theater. So when we see that kind of thing, I think that presents, to us, there's an opportunity.
Yeah, there's opportunity to expand, because the thing about it is you got to keep in mind, everybody that's involved in the film typically is going to want to show up to the festival, right? So if you did, let's say, another day where you did documentary festivals, well, that's a whole another group of people that you're bringing in, people that like to do experience being documentaries or whatever case may be, longer films, animated films. You're bringing a whole nother group of talent, people that can do, drawing and sketches and designs and things of this nature. So you're just bringing out more talent in the community by expanding, the market, So somebody might say, well, my film may not be best qualified for these ones, or my film is 15 minutes long, or my film's 25 minutes long. Am I excluded from this? Those are also things that I think would be great just to enhance the festival and bring more people in, because that might bring in more talent and just more interesting people to help expand and enhance the festival itself. Just my personal opinion. So,
thank you again so much for sharing that. Awesome. It's all valid and powerful. Our job at Access Sacramento is to provide a platform for the community. We are one of the last platforms that is actually truly free speech. If you look at watch the news, or if you watch anything on television, it's very corporatized. So it's very likely that the commercial that you see between the newscast and stuff like that are the interest groups that are funding the news. You know, you're not going to have a Nike commercial on during the news and then have a bad news story on Nike, for example.
Right, exactly. No, I agree. No, that is one beautiful thing about Access Sacramento. It's definitely a place that, you know, I plan to be a little bit more closely affiliated with in the next 6-7 months as I start working on my film festival and kind of figuring out what I want to do next after you know, my festival has ended, and hopefully I can continue mine. I want to continue to be able to work with Access Sacramento in that capacity and any other capacity that I can serve and help the community as well. So,
We're glad to have you as a member, and thank you so much for answering that series of questions for me, and I think it's going to be very valuable for our board.
Absolutely. All right. Well, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and sign off now, and I'll make sure you get a copy of this once I get it all uploaded and ran, so you get a copy of that, and I'll post this to the Access Sacramento group as well, so everybody can see the interview as well.
So. Okay. And so if I got a couple of the facts a little bit wrong, my folks over there at Access, please don't jump on me too bad.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand that. You know, it's free form talking, and, you know, this isn't a pre-rehearsed interview. It's just kind of free form, free chat. So sometimes, you know, I get fact checked all the time, so it doesn't bother me. You know, people go, well, actually, that was, you know, I'll be in conversations with my counterpart or other people in other interviews, and I'll say something, and then somebody go, well, actually, you're wrong. This was this and this. I'm like, oh, sorry.
So, not the only one, so that's why. Okay.
Yeah, no, it happens. It happens. So don't worry about it. All right, well, sounds good. Well, we thank you guys for watching Sacktown Movie Buffs. As always, if you like our content, we ask you like, subscribe, follow, hit those bell notifications, and we'll be back again with some more shows and hopefully some more interviews. And it was great talking with you, Matthew, and I definitely look forward to working closely with you guys in the future. So thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.